Thank you, Aikman, and welcome back. I know you've taken a few days off, and John took care of everything, but it's good to always work with you. God bless you, and congratulations on graduating and all that good stuff. Well, praise the Lord. It's a day the Lord has made. You can look at life a lot of different ways and look at things and, you know, different viewpoints. But when I got up this morning, I thought, well, this is the beginning of another day on the journey of life, because life is a journey. Life is a journey. It starts at our birth, and it ends when the day of our death comes. And that day brings us one step closer to where we will spend eternity. In my situation, and in those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and who have been born again by the Spirit of God, it's one day closer to the rewards, to the time of when all we cease from our labor as God did from His. But we have to walk life out, and that's what that's what's difficult for some people sometimes is, and it can be difficult, you know. Life has its goods, its high points and its low points, but we will cease from our labor as God did from His, and life's not perfect. That's the reason why the writer of Lamentations says His mercies are renewed every morning. If it was not for His mercy, we would be utterly consumed. So I woke up this morning with the grace of God being applied to my heart and life. Now, that doesn't mean that God gives us a pass on living contrary to His law. There's consequences, and I say that a lot because it needs to be preached, because we live in a world where people don't want to deal with the consequences of decisions that they make. That's one thing that's wrong with our nation today. We've made bad decisions. We've turned from God. We've turned from the fountain of living water, and we've hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can't hold water. And yet, too many of us can't see the error of our way because we don't know the truth that sets us free. I read the opinion paper in the new opinion page in the newspaper sometimes, and I can't believe that people try to make the Word of God say some things or justify some things that they want it to say. You know, a lot of people just didn't know Jesus or don't know Jesus, because if they knew the Jesus that not only I know but's in the Word of God, they would know that He called men to repentance and called us to keep the commandments of righteousness and holiness. Well, thank God for this morning and a day to praise Him and to give Him honor and glory and for all that He's done. Hallelujah. I speak to people this morning that I know are going through things, and you know, you hear about other people. David said he saw the wicked prosper, and it almost caused him to lose out, because sometimes it's good people that do their best, and it seems like they can never get ahead, never get ahead, and they see other people that doesn't seem to care anything about God or the Word of God, or living right, or treating their neighbor right. And the psalmist said, my feet almost slipped until I went to the house of God. That's the reason it's important that we stay in touch with God and go to God's house. There's no perfect church. I say all the time, if I got there, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But he said, and when I got to God's house and heard the Word of God, I remembered that the wicked have all that they're going to have in this life, but the child of God has a promise, as a promise of eternity. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. Where I am, there you may be also. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's Father's Day, and I don't generally feel like that I've got to preach a specific sermon on a specific day, but you know, it is Father's Day, and I give honor to all the followers out there, the people need to understand that the first thing that the enemy came against, before there was ever a church, there was a family. Before there was ever a body of Christ, as we know the church, there was a family. And the devil came against the family in the Garden of Eden. How in the world do we think that he's not going to come against us or come against families in our day? But if there's anything that's brought the difficulties, is the destruction of the family, and the father is supposed to be the head of the family, and he's supposed to be the example. He's supposed to be the example. He's not supposed to he's supposed to correct children, but not in wrath. See, when you do it, you put the wrong in them. He's supposed to love the wife as Christ loves the church, and there's supposed to be unity. How much unity do you know that's in the world today? They say that if you go down a row of houses in the most prominent section of town, or in the most degenerate section of town, that about one out of every five homes there's some kind of abuse in it. But it's Father's Day, and I'm calling fathers back to God, back to repentance, back to holiness and righteousness, and putting God first. See, what we do, we change things. It's just like, you know, there used to wouldn't have any kind of activity that coincided with the time church was going on. So now what we do, we'll have a little prayer meeting and kind of give God a little bit of, you know, a little bit of time to justify not, you know, having to make a sacrifice to be in the house of God. Well, my preaching probably won't ever be prominent, but I have to preach what the Word of God says, and I'm trying to please Him. I want to give honor to my dad and Glenda's dad, both preachers. They both went by their initials. Isn't that amazing? You know, you're supposed to marry somebody you're compatible with, and Glenda and I have so much compatibility. But my dad went by his initials AB, and her dad went by his initials JW Powers. So give honor to them and those who have gone on to that home beyond the sky. I'll be in Kentucky next week, going to preach you at another radio station, WJCR, Upton, Kentucky. It's an FM station, and you've been going there for years, and I'm going to be preaching there next Sunday. So pray for us as we travel to share the gospel. I'd like to hear from you. Praise God. Sometimes I feel like the Lone Ranger. I'd like to hear from somebody to tell me, hey, this is a blessing. I need encouragement. I like to know that somebody is being touched by the Word of God. You can, as they call it, snail mail now, but you can write me at P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404, or you can email me at rayimwhittington@gmail.com. Go look on the Cathedral of Praise page. Like it if you like it. You can look at my personal page. There's an announcement today that next Sunday John Wishon will be preaching, and River's Edge will be singing at Cathedral of Praise, 10:30, 3529 Rehoboth Church Road in Greensboro. If you're close by, it would be a blessing for you to hear this man of God preach and them sing. So praise God for what's coming. I just saw where he was in a revival in West Virginia. But we love these people, and of course, Sherry's our daughter-in-law, so that gives us a close connection. But just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to hear the Word of God. Now let's listen to the Gaither sing, God Leads Us Along.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season. And all the day long, sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. And sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leaves his dear children alone. Awake up in glory, eternity's day. Oh, God leads his dear children.
Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children alone. Hallelujah. In cool, soothing water that bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his children alone. Some through the water, I can't sing it like they can, but I feel like singing it this morning. Some through the blood, flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, God gives a song. Don't let the devil take your song, as long as you got a song. Oh, yes, in the night season and all the day long. I deliberately played that song this morning because God takes care of us. God knows about us. He knows. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And one of the greatest relationships that there is the fact that we can call God our Father. God wants a relationship. It's not just about being born again, even though that's the way you get into the kingdom of God. But God wants to be our heavenly Father. He wants that relationship with us. And I did some study, and the word Father is in the Bible 1,513 times. And when I want to give you three scriptures this morning, if I can get to all of them in the next few minutes that I have, but it's an amazing thing. In the early part of Jesus' ministry, in the great message that we call the Sermon on the Mount, the disciples saw a difference in Jesus, and they saw a relationship, and they saw how that the Father ministered to him, and he ministered to the Father. And so the Bible said that he says to them in this great discourse, I've been where he did the Sermon on the Mount, and in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 9, he said, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father. See, it doesn't get any more personal than that. Doesn't get any more personal than that. I mean, here's the Ancient of Ages. We could give a hundred different titles that's attributed to him. But he said, when we come to him, this is Jesus teaching them how to pray, because it's about relationship. He said, after this manner, therefore pray you, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Some people say on earth, and that's good. I don't have any problem with that. But God wants to have his will done in earth. And that's not only just in the earth, but that's in our earthly tabernacle. One of the greatest things in the world is that our body becomes the temple of the Holy Ghost. God wants his will done in earth as it is in heaven. How many people do you know that completely do the will of God? It's about self today. One man of God said that the biggest God in the false God in the world in America is self. You know that we want our will. And people, when they quote Jeremiah 29:11, you know, God, I know the plans that you have, but they want their plans and not God's plans. But he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It's all right to pray for provision and pray for blessings, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's what he taught. He said, when you pray, say our Father to enter into that relationship, that great relationship. Again, in Luke chapter 11, I believe it is. Some people believe that Jesus gave this instruction the second time, because when he gave this, it's in a complete different setting. It's in a complete different setting. The Bible says in chapter 11. You know, Jesus administered it at Martha and Mary's house, and it said, came to pass that as he was praying the first time he was teaching, but it seems like in this discourse he was praying, and they saw a uniqueness in his praying. And when he sees one of his disciples, said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So there's that relationship when we pray. How wonderful that is. You know, our Father should know something about us. So we don't get to choose who we're born to. Father should choose that they're going to have children, and we're supposed to, you know, we have the genes of our fathers, and God wants to establish this relationship with us. Mark chapter 10 is another scripture I wanted to leave with you, where Jesus said unto them, 10 verse 29, and Jesus answered, and I said, I say unto you that there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister or father, what's that now, or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospel, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Now, there's just two or three things I want you to notice about that in the couple of minutes I got left. First of all, he's talking about the commitment, and he's saying that when we forsake things for him to put him first, you know, he said, seek first the kingdom of his righteousness and all of this of God and his righteousness and all these other things will be added to you. Then he said, when you do this, house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospel. Now, he said something that a lot of people don't want to hear. He said, with persecution, with persecution. He said, with persecution. So if you serve God, you know there's going to be persecution. You can't be blessed without somebody being jealous of you. And I don't have time to get in that, but I'm going to tell you, if somebody gets a new car, you know, you just be happy they got it, instead of saying, what'd you do, rob a bank, or did you ain't die or something? You know they might let you ride in it. They might let you borrow it or something. But he said with persecution. But when he said what you shall receive, he said you'll receive more houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land, and in the world to come eternal life. I love that. But he didn't say that you would get another father, because there's only one heavenly father. So you know, I'm maybe speaking to somebody that you know, your relationships in life have been, but you got a father. You got a father. And then quickly, Luke chapter 15, the Bible said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Jesus, in telling us how to restoration can come to somebody who has gone their wrong way and wants to come home. And so he said to him, Father, when he was leaving, but when he got back, what did he say to him? When he arose and came to his father, he was yet a long way. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, see, there's that I've sinned. Father, I've sinned. That's how you get back in relationship with God, is you have that personal relationship that when you miss it, come back and say, Father, I want to get in that relationship again. Oh, praise God. Now, two sons, and he said, we have a father. The songwriter said, we have a heavenly father above with eyes of mercy and a heart of love, and he really cares when your head is bowed low, and consider the lilies, and then you'll know. I hope I've made some sense to this morning, but I'm thankful for the relationship that I have. Love my children, my grandchildren, the wife that made me a father. And the songwriter said, may I introduce you to a friend of mine who hangs out the stars and tells the sun when to shine and kisses the flowers each morning with dew, and he's not too busy to care about you. We have a heavenly Father above with eyes of mercy and a heart full of love, and he really cares. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other will do. He'll come down from the sky, and he'll brush the tears from your eye. He's your child. You're his child, and he cares. If you don't hear another thing I say this morning, God cares for you. You do have a father. You do have a father. And the earthly responsibilities have never been met, but you've got a heavenly father who's looking down on you this morning and loves you and has prepared a place in eternity for you. Well, I hope I've helped you this morning. I've got to go. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance unto you. And this is Ray Whittington saying, may the Lord give you that peace that passes all understanding. God bless you. Have a great week. I love you in Jesus' name.